This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. Find us all over social media at GolfUnfiltered. You send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. Hello to all of you listening to this on the THP forums. TheHackersParadise.com is where you can find those. And hello to our friends, as always, our best friends, over at Cleveland Strixon and Zegzio. Love you guys. You know that. Folks, today we have on Mr. Matt Smart. He is from Asher Golf. He is the CEO, president. He said he doesn't love titles. He loves working with their group. He's very collaborative. He was very humble in that regard. But yeah, you know, he's Asher Golf. He actually brought this thing to light. And so he and I get to sit down and we have a nice conversation about what Asher Golf is, what their mission is, some of the challenges that they've had since a relaunch of their brand in 2017, which he goes into a little bit more in depth, as well as many of the new products that he has coming out. And honestly, folks, this is a brand, a smaller brand, who specializes in accessories. They've got apparel. They've got bags, gloves. Obviously, everyone knows Asher gloves. If you've not yet, then you kind of need to wake up, because these gloves are fantastic. They're stylish. They're high functioning. They're very high quality. You need to look those up. And we talk about all those different product lines today in our conversation. And it's great to hear a smaller brand like Asher, you know, still just knocking out of the park, even amid the time that we're living in right now. And I know I refer to that all the time, but, you know, it's reality, folks. I mean, last few episodes we've had on this podcast have touched on COVID in some way. And it's just great when you hear these success stories like Asher Golf, who continue to do really, really well. And so Matt and I talk about a lot of different things. You know, we have a nice conversation. You're probably going to hear a little bit of a change in the way that the sound is. We had a couple technical difficulties moving through, but hopefully those are minimized in the edits. I had to put my editing skills to use today. But Matt was a great conversation, and we're definitely going to have him back on in the future. Before we get to our sponsor break here, just wanted to remind you guys that we are part of the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network. Be sure to check out the other two fantastic shows on that network. Of course, Range Days being one of them, and the other being Off Course, hosted by Dan Edwards and Rob Miller over at thehackersparadise.com. So sit back, relax. When we come back from our break, we will be here with Mr. Matt Smart of Asher Golf. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model, where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into four to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. As I mentioned at the top of the show, really excited to welcome on Mr. Matt Smart of Asher Golf. Matt wears many hats, many titles over at Asher, as he was explaining to me. Matt, it's a pleasure to get to speak with you. I know we've been excited to finally get an episode going, and I'm just glad to have you on.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. I'm excited to be here as well. I know it's been a kind of a crazy time in the industry, I mean, in the environment, and really the entire world, as things have changed, but excited to be on and chat through some stuff.
So for people who might not be aware of Asher Golf, I mean, obviously the listeners to this podcast, they're pretty savvy with different accessory brands and clothing brands, and you know, Asher is a name that I think a few people know by now, but for those who might not, why don't you give us a little background on the company, maybe when it started, and your role there as it stands today?
Yeah, absolutely. So Asher technically was founded back in 2009 with this idea that we wanted to address a gap that existed in the marketplace. That walked into a mainstream sporting goods store to buy a golf glove and stared at a wall full of white golf gloves, and looked around everywhere else, and there was differentiation and style in the apparel and even all the way through the hard goods, and then you just stare at these white golf gloves and something just didn't make sense, right? There wasn't this connection for me that you could find variation, you couldn't find style, you couldn't find a whole lot of even delineation between what was quality and why, and why it was anything more than something to put on your hand to go play around a golf and not get that protection. And so my mind started wandering into, well, what's what are the functions of a glove, and how do you start really developing and innovating in that space? And so that's kind of where it all began, and that idea fostered over the years, and we really, I guess, doubled down and relaunched the brand. We've been at this, we say, since 2009, but the Asher, as you know it today, really got its start in January of 2017. So back in January is when, excuse me, back in 2017 is when we really kicked the brand off as a disruption to the mundane, as we kind of use our tagline is that within the accessory and specifically in the glove space.
I like that disruption to the mundane, and I would agree that, golf gloves typically prior to Asher, not very exciting. I mean, you're right. I mean, it was just a lot of white gloves. Maybe you might throw in a black glove there every so often, but my experience with Asher has been brief, but from what I've seen, you guys add a lot of cool designs, especially to that piece of the a golfer's repertoire that they might not think too much about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of our MO is to really dig in, figure out where the innovation lies. And there's not to say there's anything wrong with a white golf glove, right? I mean, we just this year released our utility collection, which is a five glove series of basically white gloves. There's a little bit of color hit on the tab, but from there's still the white glove still has its has its place in the industry, depending on what you're wearing that day and what your own personal style is. But we wanted to have every piece in our line be a curated experience, so that as a golfer with any sort of style, whatever that may be, you should be able to come into our line and find something that resonates with you.
So the designs that you offer right now, I mean, and you have many of them. I'm looking at your website right now, and folks, it's ashergolf.com to go check out all the new stuff. I mean, you've got multiple collections here, everything from a premium collection to the utility collection that you mentioned. You've got an NBA collection, which is something that certainly catches my eye, not to mention the collegiate collection.
I mean, coming into the space, I grew up golfing and grew up in and around it, but not necessarily from an industry side of things. And so looking at golf is a very exclusive sport, right? It's oftentimes even in the last few weeks, as we've seen a lot of shift in even culture of golf and trying to shed some light on that and how exclusive it is. And so in launching the brand, we wanted to make sure that we were pretty much just the opposite, right? That it was almost very inclusive of not only style, but also of skill set, of when did you start golf? There should be a price range and a golf glove and a style, all the above that you can fit. So we start at the very baseline with our Chuck model, which is a synthetic all-weather, really extremely durable golf glove that, bright colors, solid, but maybe doesn't offer the premium feel that maybe a player might experience. And we run that all the way through what we deem our premium collection, which is our claim to fame as the nicest golf glove on the market. So we only, it's only the nicest material that we self-manufacture, self-tan, dye, and everything to get it to where we can actually put a stake in the ground that we do have the most premium golf glove on the market.
So all the collections that you offer, as you mentioned, really get people involved, people that really wanted to kind of do that crossover into other sports. I'd imagine that was probably the goal all along to feature other sports like the NBA and college, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that golf, there's so many crossovers between sports, between interests, between whether that's extreme, like you said, whether that's NBA, you know, we have a lot of different, even pro athletes who have found their way into golf, whether that's early on in the career or later. And so creating a product line that allows us to cross over, you know, we believe is a strength.
So in addition to the gloves, obviously you offer a large selection of those, but you also offer many other things. What are some of the other accessories that Asher is specializing in?
Yeah, so we're pretty excited this year. If for those that follow us and follow along, we've got a pretty hefty amount of new product launches this year. And unfortunately, just due to the current outlook with the pandemic and everything else, we've been backed off on a lot of those. But you're starting to see those come to fruition. So anything that we do, you know, we believe, you know, we've got a pretty exciting sock and slide sandal line that we're really excited about coming. We just launched this last week. We actually just launched our new junior line, which we're extremely excited about. So, now we run the size range everywhere from 3 years old all the way through, you know, end of life. You know, if you can dream a glove, you can find it in the line. So, yeah, lots and lots of new product launches that should be, you know, rolling out pretty much weekly over the next 5-6 weeks.
And so one of the things that really caught my eye, Matt, was the, you know, your bag line. You've got everything from a stand bag. You've got a couple Sunday bags on there as well. Is there any, first of all, was that kind of part of the plan as well to go into that level of golf accessories? And are you going to expand on those?
Yeah. I mean, when you think of Asher, right, the first thing that comes to mind is obviously the glove. And so each extension from there, whether that is an accessory piece that we come out with or apparel, you know, kind of focuses off of that core. And so bags was something that we, again, had found kind of that gap and wanted to address it, right? There's obviously a lot of great products out there, especially when it comes to a bag. And so, you know, we love a lot of even other bags that are out there, but, you know, take our Sunday carry, for example. It was something that as we went out to go play golf as avid golfers, it was something that we just found was missing, right? It was like that perfect lightweight carry that also functioned, had a stand on it, but we wanted to know, well, what's missing in a tour bag that you don't get as a consumer? And so, right, we went down that route and kind of bought out some tour bags and understanding, okay, what aren't we getting as general consumers and how do we get this, you know, these features? And so whether that's a magnetic rangefinder pocket that's on our bag or, you know, just those little tiny details in all of our product lines are very, very important to us.
And those are the little details that golfers are really going to appreciate, as I'm sure that you're finding out. And, you know, when you think about brands, you know, it's a competitive space, right? I mean, you've got a lot of things that you inevitably are going to be compared to. What have been some of the challenges? You said in 2017, you kind of did like a relaunch or almost of the brand.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen a lot of successes, but obviously there's some challenges along the way too. What are some of those that you continue to kind of work on?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's golf is very mundane naturally, right? We are creatures of habit, and everything from, you know, a pre-shot routine to how we pull up to the golf course, everything ends up being very habitual. And so you find the same thing in apparel, right? It's like, well, why do you wear a white golf glove, or why do you wear a white golf hat, or why do you carry the bag you do? And it's like, well, it's just how I've always done it, right? You don't really think about that. And so the minute people really start digging into the details of even specifically our product line, right, that's where we start you know, trying to battle that. It's just really awareness, right? Is when you first realize that you're wearing baggy khaki pants and you see a picture of yourself, right? You're like, oh man, I don't look that great. when you know, golfers have this tendency to have a lot of care about all their product line, all their hard goods, all their clubs, what ball they're playing. They want to know what's in the bag. You know, when they get up in the morning, they think about everything. They think about what pole am I going to wear today? What pants am I going to wear today? Everything down to like socks and shoes. And then you roll up to the tee box and you pull out this crusty white golf glove, sometimes occasionally out of a Ziploc baggie, because you got those guys who actually care enough about that. But more often than not, it's jammed into some side pocket. And it's like, well, what's the major disconnect here, right? Like, if that's going to be your only connection to the golf club, why isn't it something that's more than utility, right? Beyond just a utility. And so that's one of the battles that we faced early on, was really coming to that level of quality, is figuring out, okay, how do we actually start diving in and making and innovating, right? How do we make this borderline proprietary, right? Where it's like, this is the Asher difference. Mm-hmm. When you look at our gloves, right? Take, for example, our men's and women's summer line that we just barely launched a few weeks ago. So you've got in each glove, it's more than just a leather glove, right? Start digging into, if you look at our Dreamsicle, which is our bright orange one, it's got our signature printed thumb pattern, speckled thumb print on the thumb. And that's a process that is not just a screen print, right? It's right. Beyond that. It's what we call our liquid bake. It doesn't rub off. It doesn't wear. It's actually into the glove. Same with in our women's line, right? We've got a bunch of different patterns and things that we feature on. And so not only using the highest quality materials, but our fit, right? Mm-hmm. We've gone through since inception, we've done a significant amount of research and development into even our fit. So when you put on an Asher glove, right on the back of our packaging, we put on every package, right? Like, feel the difference luxury makes. And we do believe that pretty significantly, that when you put on our glove, there should be a vastly different experience that you should feel immediately. And as well as even down to the packaging it comes in, right? If you've ever order an Asher glove, or the first time you get one, whether that's online or at a pro shop or wherever, right, you'll see our water resistant UV coated Ziploc packaging. It's a glove. Mm-hmm. Holder. You know, you throw it in between rounds, it extends the life of the glove. But yeah, I mean, to get back to the original question, right, like the battle and hurdles that we've kind of realized in the industry, it really comes down to awareness and people starting to realize that there's options out there, and that it's beyond just utility.
Once again, folks, the website is ashergolf.com, and I'm talking with Mr. Matt Smart of Asher. And Matt, you know, there are a lot of luxury brands out there, a lot of luxury apparel brands, and all of them just want people to look good. But from what I'm hearing, and I can appreciate about Asher, is there's that combination of luxury looking good, but also highly functioning products. Kudos to you guys for really focusing on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, as avid players, right? I mean, you know how that goes, and it doesn't matter how good you look. Sometimes you step out and it's like, this is uncomfortable. This doesn't accomplish the goal, right? It has to at least meet this expectation. And so, you know, from an A+ quality and utility, right, that has to check the box first for us, right? We're not going to release a product in any of our categories that doesn't first meet your needs from a feel and a fit functionality, and mm-hmm. then innovate on the style.
How has acceptance within the market been, or within the industry, I guess, is the better question. I know that there's a lot of brands that kind of come and go. Asher's been around for a while. I mean, what's the water cooler conversation that you have when other brands are talking to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I actually really like that, because I think within the industry, right, again, you get focused on big, massive brands, right, that everybody just goes along with. You know, your big manufacturers, the FootJoys of the world, the Tiles of the world, and those are all great. But I think what's really cool in golf right now is that there's kind of this undercurrent of mid-sized brands that are starting to gain traction, starting to grow, starting to work together. Right, that we realize that, hey, look, if there's a bunch of medium fish kind of swimming all together, we become a big fish. And it's not super competitive and doesn't need to be. And so, you know, we have some really good friends out in the industry and other brands that we love, right, and we love to support and love to cross collaborate. And so you'll see a lot of that as even on our product line, right? Like last year, if those that follow, you would have seen like our women's launch with Foray Golf, which is a women's apparel brand. And we did one with Dormy Head Covers, which is kind of state-of-the-art leather head covers out of Canada that are incredibly custom and awesome. You know, our friends over at True Linkswear, who make insanely good shoes, right? It's this undercurrent of these brands that maybe a lot of people who are on social media a lot or are really actively involved in searching know about. But if not, right, you just kind of happen upon them. And so if we can advance that conversation that, hey, there's more options out there than just going down to your local sporting goods store and whatever's on the shelf, that's what's in golf. And that must be what's cool, right? Because that's the only option. If I'm looking at a wall of white golf gloves, I guess the one with the black Lycra in between the fingers must be cooler than anything else. It's like, that's just not the case.
Right. Yeah. I'd imagine that's a difficult path to sometimes navigate. And it's kind of from the customer's experience perspective too. You know, you come in and a new golfer's coming in and they don't know really what they're doing. They're just trying to say, I think that looks nice, but is it actually going to function for me? And that's why brands like Asher are so important to the game, in my opinion, because not only can you look good, but you can also play well because it's highly functioning equipment, highly functioning accessories, and people are just going to play a little bit better and have more fun because that's really the point, right?
Exactly, right? At the end of the day, are the majority of us going to make a career out of this, you know, out on the golf course on Saturdays and Sundays? No, right? Like, we all love to play well and we love to all score well and love to know what's in the bag and all of those things, right? But I think you're absolutely right. At the end of the day, if we can search out products that allow us to express our style and have unique feels and something that maybe we didn't know about before, you know, introduce something new into your game. I think it's a really cool opportunity, especially, like I said, as an industry as a whole, to see these brands, right, starting in. And you'll see more of that, right? I think we're excited about some of the collaborations that we even have coming, you know, later this year. With different brands and some of that water cooler talk, right? As you talk about, I think that's the fun part, right? That the industry is small, right? And brands come and go because they have a hard time breaking into that, you know, into that community. And so it's been a fun opportunity for us.
Clearly this has been a tough time in the industry for the reasons that everyone knows about. It's great to see that Asher is, you know, still doing well. How has Asher responded to the current climate?
Yeah, good question. I think there's a lot there that's changed as a consumer behavior. It's good to see that golf, in my opinion, is one of the only activities from a pandemic standpoint has allowed people to get out and safely, you know, be and experience a sport that we all still love and kind of an exit, and or not an exit, but a,
like an escape.
Escape. Yeah. An escape for people, right? So a sense of normality, just even in the smallest bit. Right. And so I think golf is so important that the consumer has noticed that, right? You go to the course and maybe you can't go into your pro shop. Most can't, right? Maybe, you know, you can't find a shop where you can get a glove. And so we're actually trying to make those opportunities more accessible. And we've seen a lot of that consumer behavior change, which I think it'll be interesting over the course of the next, you know, 6, 9, 12 months to see how the consumer behavior within golf specifically changes, right? Typically you go into your pro shop to find out what's the latest and the greatest, right? And does that change, right? Do people start getting online now and searching out new and different brands? We've seen it, but I don't know if that's a trend that will hold on.
I like what you say there about just the finding the normalcy, you know, of going out playing golf. All of a sudden it's normal again for 4 hours, 5 hours, you know, and I know, speaking for myself, I like my accessories, Matt. I like going out and I like putting, you know, some new stuff on. And so it just kind of makes me feel good, you know. Yeah. And now more than ever, it gets me back to that headspace where it's like, look, I could still have fun out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we use the tagline a lot in some of our marketing materials and other things, like, you know, look good, feel good, play better.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because even though maybe it is a tagline, right, it's just something that I just believe. It's my core, right? Like, if you get up and, you know, you get ready for the day, you just have that, in my opinion, right? Like, I feel better, right? It feels different. And I think golf is the same way, right? If you get out and you put on a fresh glove, or you've got a fresh polo on, you got a fresh pair, whatever, right? You got some, maybe you got a new tool in the bag, you know, you're just excited about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's awesome about golf is it allows us to go out and even in unknown and crazy times, like you said, 4 hours, feel an escape, I think is so awesome.
Yeah. It's direly needed. And it's great to hear that brands like yours, you know, are still doing well, providing that, you know, that extra layer to the escape that everyone wants. And let alone, you know, you go out, you look good, you play well, like you said, you have more fun, and that's ultimately the end of the day what everybody wants. So, you know, kudos to you guys for doing what you do. Big fan of yours. I know that the listeners to this are as well. Once again, folks, talking to Mr. Matt Smart of Asher Golf. The website is ashergolf.com. Go out there right now. Check out all the great products, accessories they've got. Matt talked about a lot of the launches that just came out. Matt, I'm sure that this will not be the last time that we talk, but is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with in terms of a teaser, what to look for, or anything new that's coming out?
No, I mean, I think if you haven't tried Asher, I would say get out and try it, right? Obviously, we stand behind everything we do. And I think from the user or the listeners that maybe haven't gone out and have been able to experience the difference, you know, get out and put it on and see what we're talking about. From a sneak peek standpoint, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to come. There's going to be, we have some exciting things that are really limited edition in the work. And coming up, everything from, some old favorites for those that maybe have seen some old favorites that went too fast. You know, you're going to see a couple of those come back and, probably more in the quick hour drops, where if you get it the second time, you get it. And we're excited about increasing that drop culture, right? Where, you know, we have our core lines and we have our seasonal lines and we have things that are obviously incredible in my totally unbiased opinion.
totally
unbiased. But you know, I do know how that feels to not get a product when you wanted it. And so we've had some reviews come back on some of those more popular things. So if you're not currently subscribed to our email newsletter or not currently following us on social media and paying attention, and you have a product that you're dying to see come back, you know, pay attention, because over the next few weeks to months, you'll definitely see those drop quick.
That's awesome, Matt. And listeners, go out, and these guys are awesome. Go out, try them out. You're going to like what you have to see. Matt, thanks so much for coming on. I'm sure we'll do this again.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.